This is Dr. Wallington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Tercero, T-E-R-C-E-R-O, first name Jerome, J-E-R-O-M-E, date of birth September 28, 1951, date of evaluation June 28, 2022, referring physician is Dr. Warren Strudwick, the chief complaint, 70-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right total knee replacement. The HBI, the patient is a 70-year-old male who first injured his knee in 1972, period. He subsequently underwent meniscal replacement, period. However, he had developed degenerative joint disease of the right knee, and he has now bone-on-bone pathology, period. He had developed worsening symptoms associated with his activities of daily living, period. Patient reports decreased activities secondary to pain, period. He further reports decreased range of motion, period. The patient notes that pain is sharp and nagging, and typically 4/10, but worsened with doing stairs and standing, period. Pain is non-radiating, period. As noted, he is now felt to require right total knee replacement, period. The patient denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, period. He denies any symptoms of congestive heart failure or dysrhythmia. His past medical history, 1, hypertension, next number BPH, next number atrial fibrillation, past surgical history, 1, ankle replacement, next number, status post ablation, medications, Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams one daily, Valsartan, 80 milligrams one daily, allergies, penicillin, and verapamil, which results in angioedema, family history, father died of lung cancer, mother had CVA, 3 sisters all had diabetes. The social history, he reports history of cigarettes. He notes occasional alcohol use. The patient further reports rare marijuana use, period. The review of systems. Constitutional, he denies any fever or chills. He denies any weight loss or weight gain. The patient is noted to have a problem that's generated from EPIC. This includes 1, hypertrophy of prostate with urinary obstruction, next number benign essential hypertension, next number vitamin D deficiency, next number chondromalacia of the knee left, next number primary osteoarthritis of both knees, next number status post ankle joint replacement left, neck number status post ablation of atrial fibrillation, next number post nasal drip, next number sneezing, next number chronic rhinitis. The past surgical history, again, is noted for history of ablation, next number, ankle surgery not otherwise specified, next number, history of forearm / wrist surgery unlisted, next number, history of unlisted procedure of the foot in 2022. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination. The blood pressure 135/75, pulse 76, respiratory rate of 20, height 69 inches, weight 201.4 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. He is noted to have tenderness involving the right knee. The examination otherwise is unremarkable. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 63 beats per minute. There is low limb lead voltage, period. ECG otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 70-year-old male with history of meniscal replacement and prior right knee surgery. He is now scheduled for right total knee replacement. The patient is noted to be clinically stable for his procedure. He has BPH, which is stable. He has hypertension, which is controlled. He has prior history of atrial fibrillation and his status post ablation, period. Patient felt to have no significant increased perioperative risk. He is therefore cleared for his procedure. Recommendation: may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated, signed Dr. Wellington Ferguson.